For government whistleblowers, workers who report fraud, abuse, or discrimination, the official place to go for protection is the Office of Special Counsel. The OSC protects whistleblowers from retaliation and investigates claims of discrimination. Now the people who do the protecting say they need protection themselves. A group of OSC employees has filed a complaint against the agency's director. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports.
When Scott Block was appointed by President Bush to lead the Office of Special Counsel, one of the first things he did early last year was to scrub all department literature of any mention of discrimination based on sexual orientation. Last spring, career employees within the OSC say they informed members of Congress and the press that Block was ignoring this part of the agency's mandate. What happened next, according to a legal complaint filed by a group of anonymous OSC employees, was a series of retaliatory strikes by Block. First, he slapped a blanket gag order on all employees, forbidding them from talking about agency matters with anyone, including members of Congress, without first getting permission from Block or one of his political appointees. Travis Elliott was a top lawyer at the OSC and is one of the complainants in this case.
Our office is designed to enforce open government and to protect whistleblowers who bring certain issues to light. So the fact that we had a gag order internally was sort of the height of hypocrisy.
Elliott agreed to speak with NPR because he has left the OSC. The other complainants say they want to remain anonymous because they fear further retaliation from Block. The employees claim that after the gag order, Block made a series of negative comments inside the OSC and to the press about leakers in his agency. Elliott says employees took that as a warning.
Everybody in the office, of course, did see his quotes in the press in regards to leakers, which again is rather unusual because that would be the type of statement that we would use to prosecute somebody else in a different agency based on the Whistleblower Protection Act.
And then, in January of this year, Block suddenly told 12 top staff of the OSC, many of whom had butted heads with him earlier, that they were to be transferred to Dallas, Oakland, and Detroit. If they chose to decline the transfers, they would be fired.
Even the most senior levels of career management that I've spoken to had no idea it was coming. It came completely out of the blue.
Catherine Deeds, a spokeswoman for the OSC, told NPR that neither Block nor the agency would go on air for this story. Instead, Deeds gave a written statement that called the allegations false. On the question of the involuntary transfers, Deeds referred NPR to a press release announcing an agency reorganization meant to increase efficiency. That claim is raising eyebrows in Congress. This week, the top senators of both parties on the Homeland Security and Government Affairs Committee sent a letter to Scott Block asking him to justify his reorganization of the OSC. Maine Republican Susan Collins, who chairs the committee, says her staff has met with Block and the complainants and could hold hearings.
If whistleblowers are intimidated or retaliated against, they're not going to come forward and expose, for example, the waste of taxpayer dollars. This is the very office that is responsible for enforcing the protections for whistleblowers.
Several government watchdog groups have joined the OSC employees in their complaint. They also charge that Block continues to ignore all claims of discrimination based on sexual orientation. And several OSC employees, including Travis Elliott, who is now at the Defense Department, question whether whistleblowers in other federal agencies have anywhere to turn.
What is a little frightening is that if something were to happen to me because I spoke with you, I would have to go to the Office of Special Counsel and file a complaint alleging retaliation based on whistleblowing under the Whistleblower Protection Act, and they would be my enforcement mechanism.
The OSC employees filed their complaint with the OSC itself. Because of the obvious conflict of interest, it's been forwarded to the President's Council on Integrity and Efficiency, a panel of presidentially appointed inspectors general. Several watchdog groups worry that having this council take up the complaint also creates a conflict of interest, as Bush appointees investigate other Bush appointees. The White House also declined to comment for this story, calling this an ongoing personnel matter. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, Washington.